VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. British police arrested WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Thursday after Ecuador removed his asylum status. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the House of Commons.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Yeah. Arrested for breach of bail after nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. He has also been arrested in relation to an extradition request from the United States authorities.
Assange had taken refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 and remained there over fears of extradition. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years.
Assange had long feared being arrested and sent to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified documents through WikiLeaks. The special counsel's Russia investigators have also been examining how WikiLeaks obtained emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign and from Democratic groups.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Reports from Sudan say President Omar al-Bashir has resigned under military pressure and after 4 months of protests against his 30-year rule. Naba Mohaddin reports from Khartoum.
A Sudan military source tells VOA that President Omar al-Bashir was placed under house arrest while military and political leaders Thursday morning negotiated a transitional government. Reports say authorities shut down the main airport and arrested officials and military leaders believed loyal to Bashir. Reuters news agency reported Sudanese troops raided the headquarters of Bashir's Islamic movement, which runs his ruling National Congress Party. Naba Muhiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
More on these stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest democratic election kicks off in India, where 900 million people are eligible to vote. Current Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking re-election, but this election will be seen as a referendum on his performance these last 5 years in office. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
The polls are open in the world's largest democratic election. Voting in India's general election began Thursday, and it's going to last 6 weeks. 900 million people are eligible to vote in phases across the country's states. That's more than the population of continental Europe. And all of them have Prime Minister Narendra Modi on their minds. He's seeking re-election to a second term in office. Modi wants to ride a wave of nationalism to victory, and his party has entered the race as the frontrunner. That's thanks to his record on national security after a spike in tension with Pakistan.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Reuters correspondents report the main issues on voters' minds are national security and relations with Pakistan, unemployment, and the state of the jobs market. South Korea's Constitutional Court has overturned the country's 65-year-old ban on abortion. In a historic ruling announced Thursday, the country's highest court said the ban unconstitutionally limits a woman's right of self-determination. Under the 7-2 decision, the ban will be automatically repealed on January 1, 2021, unless lawmakers draft legislation that will gradually lift the restrictions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday to discuss ways of getting stalled talks on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula back on track. VOA's Zlaritza Hoke reports.
South Korea is eager to revive the talks and prevent renewal of tensions with its northern neighbor. It is also hoping to develop a joint industrial complex with North Korea, which requires some easing of the sanctions. U.S. lawmakers largely agreed that the administration should make every effort to maintain solidarity with South Korea.
We're stronger together than we are separately.
Republican as well as Democratic senators have expressed understanding for South Korea's concerns and believe the two allies can reach a compromise on how best to proceed toward the common goal of removing North Korea's nuclear threat. Zlaritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump made history when he met with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June. Trump and Kim have since met for a second summit. According to Reuters, the World Bank estimates the direct economic losses from Cyclone Idai in Mozambique to range from $656 million to $773 million. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.